McCarthy Show on Sirius XM Stars.
The thing with Jenny is she has no censor.
Oh my God. Oh. Fantastic.
Welcome back to the Jenny McCarthy Show. I'm Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg. Hey guys, in a little while we're going to have Real Housewives Roundup with Watch What Crappens podcast, Ronnie joining us. Also getting laid in intuition. Love, can't wait to hear about that. Could have used that in my 20s. But right now, joining me, this is my crack. I can't read enough of this stuff. And I've got a great website for you guys, healthyhomeexpert.com. Caroline Blazowski, is that pronounced correct? I did it. Hey, Caroline, welcome to the show.
You did it. You said my name. You did it right.
I can't believe it. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Oh, my God. I think this is so great. Okay, so tell me how bad our homes are, really.
Well, basically, look, what I do is I investigate homes, and I work with physicians, I work with homeowners, I work with celebrity clients, and I go in and I look at all the different things that can make you sick.
When can you come over?
Anytime.
What is the most common, then, walking through?
So what I like to do is I give examples, right, of what can really go wrong. Because people think you just buy a house and then that's it, right? We just tune off. I don't have to worry about it. And then people start coming down with allergies and blah, blah, blah. So when you want to buy a house or you want to look at different things that could go wrong, one of the first things, obviously, mold. Mold is one thing that everybody hears about. And now we know that molds do all kinds of funky things that we didn't know they did years ago. They suppress the immune system. They can have a mycotoxin, they can produce gases that are like smoking cigarettes.
Oh, they're the worst. They cause autoimmune disorders.
That's right. And terrible. So we didn't know years ago, you know, the depth of what they could do. So now we know that having mold is a no-no and you want to cut it out, get rid of it. You don't want to paint over it or do something that could really, you know, keep it there.
Then let me ask you a question about that, because my blood work came back for me and Evan that we tested positive for the black mold. And I was like, what? We live in a house that doesn't smell. Like, I have a very sensitive, I can't even walk through a perfume section in the mall. I'm super, super sensitive. And I don't smell any mold in our house. And the doctor said, you know, you can be assaulted by it once and it stays in your system. So I'm like, God. Darn it. So let me ask you this. I had a mold expert come out in another house that I had, because I was like, I think I smell it. And he said, no, there isn't. And then I didn't trust him. So I got another mold expert. And he's like, yeah, there is. So how do you know who to trust? Because the mold expert guys seem like snake oil salesmen sometimes.
This is awesome. I'm so glad you have a good understanding of it to begin with, which makes it my job easier. So molds do three things, right? And it's like, it's the fuzzy thing you see growing on a piece of fruit. Everybody sees it. It's in your shower. That's the fuzzy protein. That spore actually has a protein in it, which is actually like a saccharide or a sugar. That can produce an allergy in a percentage of the population. That's the first thing. Second thing molds do is they produce what's called an MVOC, which is a gas. That goes out into the air. It's like smoking cigarettes. We breathe it in, similar to paints and things like that. You hear about MVOCs.
Yeah.
They do that. They also, if you have the toxic mold like you talked about, Stachybotrys, Chytomium, these are molds that produce mycotoxin. So now you've got these three things it can do. If you see it and it's visible, it's obvious that it's there, you get rid of it. But what happens is it gets between wall boards, it gets into your ductwork, it gets into your HVAC system, places you're not going to see it, and it can still produce a problem. So there's three ways to test for it. That's why I think, like, when you have somebody out, they have to be familiar with those ways, and they can test for it just to double check that you don't have it in any capacity.
Oh, my God, that's so great. And do you have I guess your website would be the place to go if they want to find somebody to trust.
Right. And we recommend people. We work with people all over the country. I mean, I do homes everywhere. It doesn't matter in the United States. But I work with physicians. And we basically develop test kits now where we can send it to you and you'll take air samples and then we'll send it back to our lab. And then within a couple of days, we have it. So you can just do it yourself. You don't have to feel like you have to have someone come intruding on your house either, which is good, I think.
Yeah, except I'm having you come over. But for everybody else, they should go on your website and get the kit. Now, if anyone's thinking about painting, I honest to God, you have to, and you'll back me up scientifically, the no VOC. Explain why this is important.
Right, and VOCs, we hear about them from paint. That's the most common thing. But they come from every personal care product that you have. They also come from natural things, so lavender, citrus. If you have pine in your house, wood, all of those things produce VOCs. And then, as we talked about before, mold also produces VOCs. And when these levels get too high, they basically can contribute to all kinds of systemic problems. And we see a lot of people have autoimmune disease, cancer, allergies, asthma. We want to keep those VOCs really low. So that's why you want to reduce a lot of the things you basically store in your house.
And this is, you guys, and that's true for almost everything. You know how doctors will say, or scientists will say, well, in small doses, the human body can take it, or the human body can detoxify it. But you're not putting into account where all the different sources are coming from.
Right.
So it's an assault sometime on your immune system. It's like a toxic, I look at it like a barrel. How much can you put in it before it overflows? And that overflow is immune dysregulation, which I've suffered from. My son has suffered from. That's why this topic is so important to me. And when you get to that point, it's almost, not, I don't want to say too late, but you don't want to get to that point. So it's very important. Like she said, it's emitting from so many different areas. You might as well do what you can control in your own home. I literally went out and bought, 5 air purifiers because I didn't know which one to trust. So I'm like, you know what? Why don't I buy all 5, test them out so I can tell my listeners, which one I think is the best one. Do you have some favorites?
I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in what you just said.
Please go ahead.
So this is my concept. When I first got into this business, because I've been doing it 18 years, right? So I was a big proponent of air purifiers. And then what I started to realize is that people don't change their purifier. And what you don't want to be doing is trapping these things into your purifier and letting it sit in the corner of the room. So I've done with so many cases where I'm like, why is this person not getting better? Like, we fix this, they should be getting better. And lo and behold, left behind was this purifier that had cat, dog, peanut protein, volatile organic, dander, particulate. So if you're going to use these things, you've got to follow the directions. You have
True
to
that.
Use them regularly.
Along with water filter.
Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I really do like cleaning up the air, checking for all the things that I need to, and I don't really recommend purifiers that much unless you're over 65 or you live in a pretty congested area like LA or New York or New Jersey. Then I'm more prone to have it remove particulate.
So, I mean, I'm spoiled because I have somebody that cleans them every
month.
But I noticed for anyone that has severe allergies like me, like I'm allergic to... I've been tested positive for pollen, dust, you name it. I'm allergic to it, along with 60 food allergies. And since I've gotten an air purifier, I literally can wake up with my eyes open. They're usually crusted shut. I can't breathe. And since I got an air purifier, I can literally wake up every morning. It's night and day. But I have someone that changes them.
Mm-hmm. And
so otherwise, you're screwed.
The other thing, too, is there's a lot of things, like people transmit. So just to give you an example, I had a client in L.A., and he was an older gentleman, and he called me, and he said, look, I have never been sick. I'm sick now. He was, I think, in his 80s, if I remember right. He's like, never been sick. My doctors don't know what's going on. He's like, I want you to check my home. So I did a dander count just to see how well he was cleaning, and it came back high, which was strange because the house was, like, immaculate. But a lot of these things you can't see. And I sent it off to the lab, and I did a protein test, and the lab calls me, and they said, well, why does this guy sleep with horses? Like, he's got so much horse protein in his house. Like, we've never seen anything like it. And I'm like, what? Where is this coming from? So it's just, and this was earlier in my career. So I'm like, what is this? So I call him and he said, I know what it is. I have therapists that come in to help me. And he's like, you know what? They're coming in. This girl has a horse. Well, sure enough, she was bringing it in, Jenny. She was bringing so much horse into his house that the level got out of control. We cleaned it up and he was totally fine.
That's totally freaking weird.
These things, we carry them with us. And I try to explain my clients, like with peanut allergens, with the kids, these things are really hard to get rid of. They're not easy. And they come in all different sources. So that's why we're seeing a lot of peanut. You know, everybody's like, oh, I have peanut allergy now. Well, it's because it's become prevalent, like cat or dog. It's in all the houses. They did a study in Harvard. 1,500 houses had peanut protein. So it's just, you know, the more you're exposed to it, more people are going to have allergies to it.
So do we make people shower before they come in our house?
I don't know.
I put an outdoor shower on my front lawn.
Definitely no shoes, right? It's crazy.
Okay, so taking the shoes off at the front door will help dramatically.
Oh, absolutely. You got to take your shoes off. And really, like, before you go to bed, you know, the best thing is to shower at the end of the day. We all, like, shower in the morning. We get up. But, you know, you go through the day, you're out with perfume, you're out with all these VOCs. Gasoline is a big thing. You carry that on your body and you come in. So, you know, take a shower at night before you get into bed. You're not laying in it, in your hair. You know, women, we get in our hair and I think we just lay on it.
Oh yeah, considering I don't wash mine very often, I need to help.
Well, you're carrying, you're toxic.
You're totally toxic. Healthy Home Expert. I want to keep repeating your website so people can get the help they want. HealthyHomeExpert.com. Talking to Caroline. You know, I've also been reading for the past month about water, which is the best water to get, which water bottles. I've been reading that all plastic water bottles emit some type of BPA, no matter how much they say they don't. And then so I go to glass, and then I read a study yesterday from multiple sources that said they're finding that by drinking water with high silica, you can remove aluminum out of your body, but it has to be over 30 milligrams. And so the only one that is kind of easy for people to get are Fiji bottles. So have you heard of any ones that are better than the other?
Well, I think ultimately my bigger concern is your showering water, because you're really absorbing 80% when you shower or bathe. So people always go, well, I don't drink my water. And I'm like, well, that's irrelevant, because your skin's your largest bodily organ. If you're showering in your water, you've got glyphosate in your water, you have arsenic in your water, you have lead in your water. You're bringing this all in through your body. Your skin doesn't know the difference. So I'm really about, like, where, you know, do you have a treatment system on your house? What's in your water? Let's test it. Chlorination byproduct is a big issue. All the things that break down from chlorine. So that they're all carcinogens. That was in the report to the president in 2009. We know that formaldehyde and things like heliocytic acids that come off of chlorination cause cancer. So, you know, I'm real about showering and where you're showering and what you're showering.
And so then you would put that filter in your main water heater system, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it would be either you'd have like a reverse osmosis system, but some people's water is fine. Like, it depends where you are on the line, how close you are to the treatment plant, if you have a well. So all these things come into it. Like, you can't just look at one thing and say, it's this, right? So I basically do a water test. I look at everybody's water, and then some people, I'm like, you're fine. You don't have to do anything. Some people have to do some treatment. It depends what you have.
Bacteria. And so for those people that you go, your water's fine, they don't really need water bottles.
That's right. I mean, you want, look, when you're drinking, you want to drink good water. So, you know, I tend to do like Mountain Valley water. You know, I like their stuff because it's in glass. I'm with you. I do drink Iceland a lot, which I like, the Iceland spring with the higher pH.
That's good too.
So plastic, I mean, you want to try to avoid it if you can, to me.
I completely 100% agree. What are some green ways that we can, or some products to use on, you know, cleaning the house? Because I'm spoiled. I have maids come once a week, and, you know, I try to give them green stuff to clean with, and I'm still like, oh my god, my nose is itching, my eyes are itching, and this is supposedly green products.
Well, there's a lot of green wash. That's the first thing. And like I said, with the VOCs, natural things can produce a VOC just like a synthetic thing. So when I look at VOCs, I'm looking at everything you're exposed to, whether it's lavender, citrus, or formaldehyde, or, you know, benzene. It doesn't matter. So with the cleaning products, I like to stick to bare bones. I love vinegar and water. For the bathrooms, I love hydrogen peroxide. Like, for toilet sinks, anything ceramic, tile, just spray the shower down with hydrogen peroxide. This works great, and you will not grow mold in your shower. Like, if you spray it once a week, spray the whole thing down with hydrogen peroxide. It comes in a spray bottle. Go to, like, Walgreens or wherever you want to go. Pick it up, spray it down, and you can just leave it. It doesn't have any toxic effect on you. It's not going to do anything to you. Just put it there, and once a week, and you'll really prevent mold from growing. It's easy.
Will it take away mold that's already there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. That's a great tip.
But it's easy, you know, like, so just keep it by, like, under a sink, and then, like, have somebody spray your toilet bowl. Like, I do it, like, when I have guests and stuff, you know, you just spray everything down. You can wipe it up when it's done, but even if you forget and you leave it behind, it's not leaving any toxic. Hydrogen peroxide just breaks down into hydrogen and water, so it's nothing that you have to be concerned about, like bleach or something.
Okay, and what about wood floors? Because that could cover, you know, almost all your house.
Right. So I usually say a little bit of what I do, because I have like a pumpkin pine floor, so you don't want to strip the finish. So I do a little bit of vinegar and water, like maybe, like, it depends how much traffic you have, like every 2 weeks. And then the rest you just do mop with a damp cloth, like do damp thing. And don't wear shoes in the house. That's the biggest thing. So you're not bringing the stuff in. So damp rag, you know, once a week. And then the second week, quarter to a half of vinegar and water.
Vinegar and water. And it's all on your website in case anybody didn't
have a pen.
There's
tons of shows like this, and people can listen and get all the information that they need. And, you know, obviously they can call us if they have questions too, or shoot me an email at caroline@healthyhomeexpert.com. And the powers that be will give it to me, and I try to get back to people, at least give them a tip or something, you know.
I am so excited to meet you in person. I do hope you come to my home and help
definitely,
me too.
Or we'll come on and, you know, we'll definitely do something. If you want to test your home, I'm happy to do it. We'll do a test, and then we'll, like, yep, show people, like, oh my God, Jenny's house is toxic, or it's not toxic. I'm happy to do
Jenny's
it.
The most toxic thing in her house is what you're going to find. HealthyHomeExpert.com is the name of the website. Caroline, thank you so much for helping all of us. I really appreciate the work you've done.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. We'll be right back, you guys.